This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is planning to push Democratic allies to publicly call out China for forced labor practices as a group of seven leaders gather for day two of their summit in England. The leaders also unveil an infrastructure plan meant to compete with Beijing's efforts in developing the world. President Joe Biden is trying to get fellow Democratic leaders at the Seaside Summit to present a more unified front to compete economically with China in the century ahead. The White House says Biden wants G7 leaders to speak out in a single voice against forced labor practices targeting Uyghur Muslims and other ethnic minorities. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Friday said Johnson & Johnson must throw away millions of doses of its COVID-19 vaccine that were manufactured at a problem-plagued Baltimore factory, but also cleared millions for use. Two sources familiar with the situation told Reuters that the agency had cleared about 10 million doses. The New York Times said that the batches being discarded amount to around 60 million doses, citing people familiar with the matter. Without disclosing or confirming the number of vaccine doses, the FDA said in a news release that it had authorized two batches of the vaccine for use and several other batches were not suitable for use and that others were being evaluated. The agency said it was not yet ready to authorize Emergent BioSolutions' plant for manufacturing the J&J vaccine. Production of the J&J vaccine at the Baltimore facility was halted by authorities in April. J&J was put in charge of manufacturing the plant. This is VOA News. Iraq's oil minister says the country's oil sector is rebounding after a catastrophic year triggered by the coronavirus pandemic, with key investment projects on the horizon. But he also is warning that enduring bureaucratic culture of fear threatens to stand in the way. Hassan Abdul Jabbar Ismail told the Associated Press Friday that he thinks Iraq is currently trading oil at $68 per barrel. That is close to the approximately $76 per barrel needed for state to operate without reliance on the central bank to meet government expenditures. He said it can now focus on other priorities. At the top of those is developing the country's gas sector. The Biden administration is now planning to strip away much of the funding for wall construction on the southern border. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
The Biden administration plans to cut off much of the funding former President Donald Trump was using for his border wall project, while also taking away the fast-track status that allowed the wall project to bypass environmental regulations. The Biden plan calls for returning more than $2 billion diverted by the Trump administration back to the Pentagon. Also, the Biden administration will not request new money for wall construction in the Department of Homeland Security's 2022 budget. Trump vowed to build a virtually impenetrable wall that would be paid for by Mexico, but his administration put up only about 450 miles of wall, including 52 miles of new construction. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers is proposing sweeping legislation to curb the power of the nation's big tech companies like Apple and Facebook. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A House subcommittee on antitrust legislation has concluded Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple abused their market power, charging excessive fees, crushing smaller companies, and extracting valuable data from users who can't really opt out. Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline says right now, unregulated tech monopolies have too much power over our economy. The proposed legislation targets the structure of the companies and could force them to sever their dominant platforms from other lines of business. It's considered a big step for Congress, and many Republicans who have spoken out against big tech dominance still oppose congressional intervention. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.